Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Your Honor, she did come in at 16.
Got real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Well, hello everyone, and thanks for coming back to another episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show. Today is June 28th, 2000. Oh, sorry.
Today's June 29th. What time are you in?
Oh, I guess I've been talking space time. Sorry, as you were. June 29th, 2014. And we're here again to celebrate a beautiful day in awesome British Columbia. But without further ado, let me introduce my host. My co-host, who is...
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist.
Oh, he's continuing. Oh.
Anyway,
I want to keep the crowd awake.
Yeah.
I want
so what that
the
is,
to sleep.
I help people who are looking to change their life through hypnosis. So I help people with addictions, mental health disorders, chronic pain, diabetes, and so on.
Oh, and of course, I'm Ken.
Yeah.
And I am a transformational life coach as well as a legal process outsourcer. Now, you're probably wondering what that is. But I'm not going to tell you just yet.
Why not?
Well, you know, some things I like to keep secret just until I like to know who I'm dealing with. Because what clientele that I deal with in the other business, they know who I am. You know who you are if you are listening. Do you not agree?
I agree.
You agree to anything.
No, I don't.
As long as it's just a puppy or any kind of animal, you agree to that.
Well, I can't ride those anymore, so...
Well, you can do whatever you want. Would you say?
Yeah. So today's a beautiful day, Sunday. It's sunny.
Oh, we've got the most important thing, though.
Oh, it's a long weekend. It's a Canada weekend.
No. We've got to pay the proper tribute. If you know what I mean. We must pay the proper tribute. Yes. To the Queen, of course. Do not agree. It was not for the Queen.
Yeah.
Still, we would not be here. It was not for Her Majesty the Queen. She must... Yes. She must get the proper tribute. Reminds me of being Hey, it's the Queen. Doesn't it just feel good when you hear that?
Right? Now, don't put everyone to sleep.
Hey, it's the Queen. Okay, proper tribute has just been paid to Her Majesty.
Right. Shall we discuss what we're going to talk about today?
Yes, I'm waiting for you.
Okay. first topic we're going to talk about is this is a story about this woman who husband divorced her because of her weight. Excuse me. To get back at her husband. Excuse me. She lost a lot of weight and looks really good and hot.
Really? Oh, yeah. So that gets
And we, I'm still talking.
If oh, we, sorry.
If we have,
please continue.
If we have enough time, their other topic is a father of four. Actually, he's Canadian. He's a Canadian father who moved. He's moved to the Philippines and deserted his family. So we'll
now, you're coming off a bit too harsh on the poor, you know, poor lad there.
Anyway, that's another juicy topic we have. So we'll see how much time we have for that.
I think we have lots of time. What do you think?
It's up to you.
Hmm? Why is it up to me?
Quite busy, aren't you?
Well, it's up to me. You know, I'm ready.
Yeah, so back to this story with this woman who had gained weight. The story when I was reading, it just reminded me, I get so frustrated with society. Society judges women so harshly to be perfect this, perfect mother, perfect shape.
Which they should be, yeah.
But yeah, but the men could look like a horse's ass and he could be a pig. But the woman is special.
Totally.
Yeah, see, the girl there, yeah, she just answered the question for me.
It's not right, though. And we don't, for the story, we don't know what's going on in that household.
Whatever.
Thank you, girl. See, the birds agree with me.
We don't know what was going on. Maybe she was unhappy. Maybe she was unhappy with him. Who knows? Maybe this...
That's the answer.
No, it's not the answer. I'm still talking.
Oh, sorry. Please continue.
Yeah. We don't know what the relationship was like. This could have been the tipping point where he said, you know what? This is it. It could have been other... I bet you there's other things going on.
Bottom line is she sat down, and I would venture to say that Ben and Jerry's was her favorite friend. Do you not agree?
That's a stereotypical thing to say.
Oh.
Say because someone's overweight, that all you do is eat ice cream. You don't know if she tried to lose weight before.
Okay, so you're saying so she was a bit heavy, which fine, fair enough. And then
yeah, she looked a little heavier, I suppose.
And then the dipper left her.
Left her, and she got in really good shape, and now she looks really good.
So my question is, look at those fish. Look at the fish jumping out of the water there. So my question is, if she's in the relationship with this lad, why could she not lose the weight while maintaining the said relationship?
Well, we don't know what was going on. Maybe he was abusive. Maybe he was an asshole. Maybe he was treating her like crap. There's so many variables that we don't know.
Oh, by the way, ladies, if you wish to call in, the number is area code 516-595-8091.
Or you can chat us up in the chat room here. Or you can send us a tweet. It's Second Chance
Hypno.
Thank you.
So bottom line is she was overweight, would not lose it, and he left.
Yes, divorced her.
Divorced her. So she gets on the, treadmill, loses the weight. By the way, can the listeners read this story? What's the link here? It's in the, how can the listeners find this story?
It's at womenshealthmag.com.
So what did they Google? I mean, shall they find it, you think?
Womenshealthmag.com. That's the URL.
Yeah, but how shall they find it on the, at the URL?
Oh, when you go in there, go into the fitness section.
Well, is any, you know, any any other specifics they can, you know.
We'll pull a story up there so I can see what it is.
What does that say? What should Google?
And then if you check, exclusive report, how to lose at least 21 pounds of stomach fat in just 1 month.
How to lose at least 21 pounds of stomach fat in just 1 month by using free products. So, yeah, they go to the site, search that, and you'll get the story. And there she is.
There she is, so, yeah.
A nice orange top. And the boy looks like he's on Ritalin.
Why are you so mean?
Well, look, it looks like he's on Ritalin. Which, if
someone,
he is, he is.
Look like, someone would look at you and like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, no, you're kidding. They see these bulging muscles. These piping biceps. And they see these diamonds and this bling. Like now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's running on the treadmill. No, the track.
It shows that, yeah, she's lost all weight. Although you say she thinks she lost too much weight.
Yeah, she has no hips. She looks like a boy.
Yeah, she's too skinny.
That's another thing.
See, like, what do men want? Like, either she's too big or she's too skinny. Like, same thing in all these TV and tabloids. Like, you're either too fat or you're too skinny. Like, you know.
I think it's simple. I think as long as you have curves, but you have a nice weight, nice size, but curves, that's what the men want. But too many differs here. They don't understand that the weight is not just a number. It goes by the way the woman is built, the proportion.
Like me?
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah. But it depends how the bird is built. That, case in point, the time I worked in the women's lingerie store, believe it or not.
You tell the story, huh?
No. I worked in a women's lingerie store, and the birds would come in there, and they would say, first of all, what man do you think, or straight man, would be working in a woman's lingerie store? I was probably the one and only. Just imagine a man working in the store, a man who's muscular, big biceps, and these birds come in there, and he's telling her how the lingerie looks on her. So she comes out modeling lingerie, and I get to... How can I say it? Show them how this lingerie.
Are you touching her?
Well, no. I'm showing her how it contours her figure, what parts of her body it accentuates. Of course, I have to do it with my hands to show the proper way. It's mighty funny that quite a few will come back and ask for me. The sales in that store just shot up rapidly.
How many did you take home with you?
Well, I have nothing to say. I have the right to remain silent.
My point, ladies. Exactly.
But needless to say, I guess when the boyfriends would come with the girls, the boyfriends did not fancy me for some odd reason.
I don't know why she didn't bring the boyfriends.
Well, a lot of them, what they would do, they would come back and see the boyfriend's home. And they wait for me after the store closed. And then I would just, you know.
Home.
And I'm able to, like, never know if one of the boyfriends is watching or following. So, but yeah, that's bottom line. I think with the women, if they maintain the proper weight based upon their figure, that number one would have the best health benefit, and number two, their self-esteem would probably have a bit of a boost.
Yeah, it works the same way though. Men should maintain their figure too, be healthy.
Yeah, you are right in the sense of men should be healthy. I agree. But it's okay if the man is, you know, a pound or two or 10 or more. It's okay.
It's okay for the woman then, too.
No. We can't have that.
I don't want even too many pounds on the man.
It's okay if the man has money, so it's okay.
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, never mind. I'll call a person back. So, anyway. It's not right.
Why?
A double standard.
Exactly.
That's why it's not right.
So let me guess. So the woman opens up her closet, looks at her clothing, and says, "Oh my God, what am I going to wear tonight? I'm going out with my girlfriend. What shall I wear? Trudy's going to be hot. The blonde bitch, I cannot stand her. And Sarah, she's such a cunt. She sleeps with anything that's breathing that has money. And Leslie, let's not talk about Leslie, but I don't care about this. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. Doesn't matter if I'm 195 pounds, but I'm still a good person. I'm still good. I'm really, really good. And those skinny bitches, they think they are just telling me they're my friend and secretly laughing at me behind my back. Doesn't matter to me. I feel good about myself. I'm
I'm just going to just be me. I'm going to walk in there, my head held high, and and the crowd is like, that's just too bad. So I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to tell Sarah, hey, I just lost 20 pounds, girl. What do you think? And she's hopefully, you know, she's going to say,
whatever.
Oh,
what was the point of that?
I'm merely telling a story.
Hmm.
So, okay, again, this ties into what we said earlier, or at least in the last show, about hypnotherapy. How can the hypnotherapy help the bird in the show here?
Well, if she wants to lose weight only because for herself, not for anyone else, then, yeah, hypnosis can help with weight loss. It's a process, but it can help her with how she eats, be more consciously aware of what she's eating, exercising, how she feels about herself, confidence.
Feel free to speak a bit louder.
Okay, I'm not as loud as you are. I just yell through, scream it.
It's just like when you go to a pub and you talk to the bird there in the pub. And, you know, it's kind of like, that's what they sound like they're in the bar, just having a conversation.
Okay,
like,
I haven't done that in a while.
Like,
okay.
Oh, cool, yeah. Oh, you do what? Oh. Oh, cool. Oh, you're an accountant. Oh, wow. Really? Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. Did he do that? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I know. You're right. Yes. Okay. Oh, sorry. I have to go to the washroom. See you later. So, yeah, hypnotherapy can help them.
I was saying, yeah, it could just help them in general become healthier and feel better about themselves.
And, well, what if they have a good glass of wine and they feel better? How specifically can it help them?
Help them with confidence, help their body be healthier with things like exercise, eating better.
But I think the audience would care to know how specifically it could help them lose weight. Like, what's one way that you could possibly use hypnotherapy to help them lose the weight? And by the way, ladies, if you want to call in and ask a question, area code 516-595-091. So, yeah, so how can it help them?
For one, it'll give the woman a lot of motivation to want to go to the gym. Because a lot of women, the biggest thing is they lack motivation or willpower. It's not that. It's when I go into the subconscious mind and work with some old programming and put some more positive programming in.
What is that called? You go to the mind.
This is hypnotherapy.
Oh, really? I thought it was brain surgery.
Oh.
But what specific in hypnotherapy, what exactly is that called? Like, what's the technique?
Oh, you use positive suggestions or parts therapy, it's called.
Explain a bit about the parts therapy.
Parts. So we all have these parts, right? Part of you wants to go to the bar.
Which I'm going later.
And part of you should stay home and study.
Anyway.
Yeah. So we all have these parts, or part of me... Maybe part of you wants to have a piece of cake. And part of you is like, no, I don't want it. And so we all have these parts that are helping us. But it could be some programming from our childhood. And the mind has no concept of time or space, so it's still running those old programmings. So if I can communicate with you in your subconscious mind, give that suggestion and talk to that part and negotiate a new positive role, all these new positive suggestions and goals will take effect.
So if I can translate for the audience.
All right.
Because we... Well, if I can translate for the audience. So regarding parts therapy, let's just say the person has five parts. We'll just pull five out of the air.
Sure.
Five was fucking floating by, so I grabbed five. So you can actually speak to, let's say, either one or five of the parts and give each part a specific role. Like, for example, part one, you could say, you will help Leslie get more exercise, you help her walk more, you help her want to exercise more, go to the gym. Part two, you could tell part two, you would help Leslie with her diet. She will no longer be a friend of Ben and Jerry's. She will no longer just sit back and eat four or five Cinnabons a day while watching the Kardashians. And part three, you could say, you will look in your closet and your clothing, the larger clothing sizes that you have, will be your motivation to say, I'm not going to wear this anymore. I'm going to fix myself in such a way that I will no longer need these larger sizes. So she goes from a size 16 to 6. Is that, would you say, kind of a simpleton explanation, part therapy?
There's two things I want to correct you on, though.
Okay.
Hypnotherapy.
You're the expert.
On hypnotherapy, I never restrict the body of having anything. Like, it's okay to have sweets once in a while, but in moderation, and be consciously aware and enjoy it. Because I've had clients who, they still like to have sweets, but they only do it once in a while, and they have a small amount of it, and they really enjoy it. Yeah. So that's the good news. You don't have to say no to ice cream, just, you know, once in a while, and really cherish it. Another thing is, what was that you were talking about? Oh, yes, the parts.
The exercise.
Thank you. No, regarding the parts. Usually, I have each part actually take on three jobs. If the jobs aren't too big. And I actually get the parts input, how they can support the person, because they've been with the person since day one, so they would know better than I would.
How do you know the part has been with the person from day one?
Because I ask them how long you've been with the person, and take me back to the first time that you stepped in to help them.
But what if the part entered the person 5 years ago, let's say 5 years ago? That wouldn't be day one.
Either day one, or they've been with them at least a couple of years.
So we can say either day one, or whenever the part entered the person to do whatever job that the part thinks it's doing.
Yeah, because both parts. So generally, the parts care about you. They want to protect you. So it's just basically you're looking at a business meeting, negotiating with the part to take on this new role, and most of the time they're like, oh, okay, and I'm very respectful to the part because they want to help the person. So, yeah.
Oh.
So there you go.
So how does the part communicate with the person?
Receiving incoming transmission. Comlink established. Receiving incoming transmission. Comlink established. Receiving incoming transmission. Comlink established.
Okay.
Okay.
We got you.
Yeah. Well, the part communicates with me, just like you're communicating with me right now during hypnosis. That part will come forward in a session, and the part's like, here I am. I'll say, oh, thank you for coming forward. What's your name? Just having, you know, it's just like how we're talking right now. It's pretty amazing. I love parts. Everyone has parts.
So a person's not...
No. And when I explain it to clients, I explain it to them so, you know, people aren't worrying they have multiple personalities. We just have all these parts that they protect us, protecting us.
Okay. So yeah. In that sense, like the bird here in this episode regarding...
Bird, this woman.
The woman in this episode regarding the being overweight or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You could use actually parts therapy to cure her. So our other female listeners who are there in the audience now, who are listening, you could actually use parts therapy with them to help them lose weight, so they would not even have to even worry about anything similar to happen to this bird here. In other words, with the weight loss would possibly prevent or reduce whatever effect or impact of if her lover left her.
Yes. And the lady in the story, only if she wanted my help. She's lost the weight. I don't know if she's... when that story was. I think recently.
When was the story on this page right here? We saw this a week ago. I don't know. Didn't say when.
But anyway, it's up to her if she wanted help. If she needed help, maybe keep maintaining the weight. Or if she wanted help with any other issues. That's dealt with on a case-by-case basis.
So then she can go and come get, you know, hypnotherapy, get that weight, and go on her vacation. And then when that vacation is, scheduled, she goes to YVR, go to the airport, and... to Hawaii or Thailand. Get everyone here in Canada. They want to go to Thailand.
Thailand.
It's Cody.
Cody Kala.
Sasi Gaji to you. Oh, that's Punjabi. But anyway.
So
the moral of the story is, if you want to lose weight, contact us at Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, and we can help you with that issue.
Yes. Now, let everyone know, if you're in the local area, Metro Vancouver, I'll give you our local number.
Which is?
604-200-0841.
Well, you can say it a bit louder once more for the
604-200-0841.
Oh. Oh, who's there?
No. So check the door.
Hello.
Do you know him?
I don't know him at all. No. I don't know. Maybe it's for you. You're crazy.
It's one of your clientele from your night job, perhaps.
Oh.
Uh-oh, he's getting in. He's getting in his car.
In my night job, I work in mental health. I work in an apartment building, so with mental health clients.
But it's not really an apartment building. It's like a, was it?
It's an apartment building. Well, it's 4 floors to it.
No. But the program, it's like a.
It's a program, but it's in an apartment building. Basically, there's clients that live independently, either by themselves or with a roommate, another mental health client. But the point is to have them integrate into the community. So there's. It's all, the public, the general public is also.
But it's for adults. It's not for any kids. Oh, okay.
There's kids in the building. There's daycare in the building. But the building.
I never knew that.
Yeah, there's daycare. There's a fire hall. It's safe. There's a fire hall behind there. It's good. But one time there was actually, I think it was someone burned something, and I had to, the fire people came because the alarm, they couldn't figure out how to turn off.
Well, how did you figure out to turn it off yourself?
No, I didn't. I just went outside, and you're supposed to go. And fire bell, you go outside.
Weren't you afraid?
No, it didn't work.
What do you mean, what? It's him.
What?
That's the vampire.
So I think that wraps up our first topic. Although I'm not very happy about what you're saying. That's not me.
Well, who is it then?
Sounds like a witch.
Well, okay, fine, fair enough. So that topic is wrapped up. Oh, look, can you believe that took entirely almost 30 minutes?
I realize we chat for so long.
Well, you know how it goes. It just...
What? Doing?
Done. just sip your wine, there you go. Be like a fun bird. Just nod and smile. There you go.
I'm not a bird.
Just nod and smile. You'll be fine. You know.
Right. Hello.
Yeah. Nod.
Why was this the show?
Oh.
Let's see our next topic.
What's the next topic? You find the next topic. Why get me wine here?
It's right here. Okay, so the next story is this father from Canada. This is not my word. This is it's called dailymail.co.uk.
Dailymail.co.uk, which is England.
All right, I just said that. So it's saying this deadbeat dad abandoned his 4 kids, including 1 boy with cancer and a girl with Down syndrome, for a new life in the Philippines. And that's their words, not mine.
So what's the deal with this? Tell me.
Well, he was paying... The story says he was paying a lot of child support that he couldn't afford.
Hmm.
And then later, the woman also wanted alimony. And so like he was just in the hole, and he couldn't... Financially, he couldn't take it. And so he just took off.
Oh.
To the Philippines.
Oh. Good man.
What? Yeah, look, what about it? That's terrible. It's 4 kids.
I imagine it would affect the kids. I do imagine
affect?
That.
Yeah, of course it's going to affect the kids. Sometimes they feel like first abandoned by the father, so they're going to potentially have abandonment issues. And they're not gonna have their father to be a role model for them.
But how do we know he was actually a good daddy? Case in point.
Assume he was, I don't know. But still, he move across the world to escape.
I wouldn't call him escaping. He's on a temporary relocation.
Read the story, he moved there permanently. He's not going to come back. His story says he wishes his children would visit him one day. Yeah, right. But
well, okay, why would he just leave? And believe me, I am not finger-pointing at him whatsoever.
He couldn't take it financially. Let's see.
What does it say?
One daughter has Down syndrome.
One daughter has Down, yeah.
Boy has cancer. 17-year-old is fighting depression. The eldest boy is a drug addict. Ooh, wow.
Fuck it.
And that family needs a lot of support. He's a father. He's a 53-year-old education software expert. In a court ruling, it said he is paying $4,000 a month for his child support, which would financially ruin him, he said.
You know, it's a double-edged sword because, yeah, on one hand, it's four kids and they have needs, but $4,000 a month, if that would ruin him, as he is saying, you know, a lot of women, Roberts, I may get some hate calls now, they would say, your kids come first, your kids are more important. But if he is in a box, living in a box, because he's paying this much, and his house is just gone, how is he serving himself or serving the best interest of the kids or everyone for that matter? And let me tell you, I have a special story about this from one of my clients in the other business.
I know you'll tell us anyway. What is it?
Oh, yeah. He, and I cannot say his name online, and for all I know, his bird might be, who's there?
Oh, we have a guest in the chat room.
Oh, good.
Right.
So his bird, if it's logged in, his bird said to him, she wants $20,000 a month in child support. Now, mind you, he was paying $10,000 a month. She wanted another $10,000 just so she could go on more trips around the world. And because a neighbor, this is in California, go figure, the next door neighbor had nice cars, I think Bentleys or whatever. She wanted one as well. And because she could not buy her high-end clothing and merchandise, she would not let him see his son. They would not let him re-enter for that very reason. We got his case sorted, got him cleared to enter to go his son. It took a year and a half to get cleared. And all because he would not give her an extra $10,000 a month. Now, you tell me, why, and the boy is healthy, etc. Why is she entitled for $20,000 a month? Can she not raise the boy on $10,000 a month? You know how many birds here would love to get $5,000 a month, much less $10,000.
Well, I personally believe the money should go towards the kids. And in certain situations, maybe the mother, if she's destitute and she's trying to go back to school, but not because she wants, like, buy all this bling, wants all these cars. No, that's not what that's for. It's for the kid, their education, for food, for the rent, for, you know, basic stuff to live.
But
so,
on this topic comes up on the Tom Likas show.
Tom Likas, if you haven't heard about him, you should check him out. Quite an interesting person.
He's my, hero. www.blowmeupTom.com.
I have to actually give Tom credit. This is where actually I found the story on his Facebook page. So, thank you, Tom. But...
For the man's point of view, he has to pay $20,000 a month. $20,000!
That's insane.
To be his six-year-old boy.
That's crazy.
You're telling me. And I had another client.
That's kind of extreme.
And he had to do similar. She wanted $15,000 a month from him. He was some kind of software engineer or something. And, you know, I tell you, it just seems to me that the majority of these guys that get jammed up like this are the ones that these so-called nice boys who are nice to these birds. And I'm telling you, these birds bend these guys over the table. you wouldn't believe the number of clients that come to me. And they're the so-called, they're nice. And they are nice guys. You wouldn't believe how much they get the shaft. And the ones, the bad boys, or the cavemen, just go scot-free. Case in point, what's the, I forget his name. What's it, Jeremy, or...
Who?
What's the Dipper's name? All the birds are fancy over. Is it Jeremy Meeks?
Oh, yeah, from last week.
Yeah, and then, you know, look at him.
So wanna be a prank. All that shit. Smoke any motherfuckers don't eat.
Guys, you know what you're getting to. Like,
hey, the nice boys do finish last.
Okay, so back to him. He's in good company. Supposedly there's, what was it, around 120,000 men.
No, that's his parents.
Parents, so it could be women too. 120,000 parents in Ontario wanted for being in arrears on spousal and child support payments. So, yeah, there are quite a few people who aren't paying.
He says here, he says he blamed a broken family court system that forced him to court and run.
One thing I have to say, though, yeah, the courts do favor the woman, and sometimes, not for this case, but sometimes the guys get unfairly shafted.
Yeah, they do. So, you know, in his particular case, I have to back him. I feel, you know, for the kids, I feel for the kids. But if you want to blame someone, you blame that bird right there in that blue. That's the one you blame, the one right here in that blue. Not these three kids with her. That bird right there, the blue top and white pants. Look at that face right here. He would pay child support, and she paid $775,000 to buy him out of the house.
Okay, yeah.
Which had a $600,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
She also received $2,000 a month in rent from a separate flat.
Yeah.
And flat means living unit.
Yes.
So it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Well, yeah, not good. That's an understatement. So how does society in general fix this problem?
You know, like they did a long time ago, you stay together and make it work.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. Especially now with the way society is. You know the one book that they came out with, what's that one, Older Bird?
Men on Strike.
Men on Strike. The Older Bird there said that,
it's a good book.
That the boys are no longer wanting to you know, be the men in a sense. They want to just play video games and just hang out and stay with mommy.
This verifies it. The other day I saw a stat, more women are graduating from college with degrees. Men, it's on downcline.
And this is why in my transformation coaching, I help a lot of these boys just find where they are in life and society. So ladies, if you have teenage boys and you live in the Vancouver, British Columbia area, give us a jingle. Give us a shout and bring them by, and I can get those boys sorted out. Because these boys really, really need it. You know, it's too bad we don't have like the old days. This is how we'll sort them out. Check this out. Trips together for these boys, like even going to the gym as a group. It's okay, boys, let's go. We're going to start working out. You know, as long as they're healthy, they're in shape. Because these boys, they need the encouragement of a strong man. Like, let's say he's trying to, you know, do a lift, and he says, I can't do it. So let me see. Don't worry. I said, you can do this. If you cannot do it today, do not say you cannot do it. you can do this. Does not matter whether today or next week or next year. You build yourself up, and, you know, we're going to be here to build up your confidence. So one day, you can do this. You can do anything you want. You can do what you want. You can go to university. You can become an engineer. You can become a leader in the community. If you do not want to get married and have kids, it is your choice only. Your, what you doing? Oh, it's your choice, your prerogative to do if that's what you want to do. So we get these boys sorted out, you know, proper. Because the bottom line is, we don't want, how can I say it? We don't want these boys, you know, to be... Yeah, so, I mean, it's okay if they want to take a bit of a taste. See, I cannot do the show the way I want because I guess they have certain rules. You know me. If I could do the show the way I wanted, oh, with no fucking holes barred. So I have to be polite on the show. Although, if you call this, what?
Oh, I muscle spasm. I don't know
what's wrong. Oh, don't worry, you're fine. Just have take a pill. Just take a pill. You'll be fine. So.
You have to be the most dumbest person I've ever had the misfortune to meet.
Oh, why did it say that to you?
You have to be the most dumbest person.
No, not me, not me.
Yeah, so what's... So yeah, the topic I'm... It's just a sad case of affairs.
You feel free to speak a bit louder.
It's just a sad case of affairs in the world.
Well, you know, we can sort things out. And be good to go.
Oh yeah, but most of my clients, most of them are single moms.
How the fuck did they get to be fucking single moms?
Didn't work out.
Now, the question is, did they want the kids themselves only? Did the guy want the kids as well? Or did the guy just go along with the situation and just kind of, you know, ride the waves in a sense?
That's, I don't know.
You know, these some of these birds, some, they do get these boys convinced that this is what you want. And the boy does not want it. So it's going to have to be a mutual thing if that's what, you know, the boy and the girl wants. If they try to do it one-sided, they are done. They're done. Yeah, so they're done. You not agree?
I agree. So ladies, what do you think about this? The two topics we discussed.
Yes.
You agree with me or you agree with...
Of course they agree with the king. But if you want to voice your opinion, which I know most birds do, give us a jingle. 516-595-8091.
Or send us a message in our chat room.
Yeah, we had a guest logged in and she logged out.
No, it's a couple of
them. Oh, she came in and out.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. I like that in and out.
Excuse me. We're doing a show still.
Huh? Oh, that's okay because you know what I think of you.
I don't care what you think. Bugging you is easy because you're buggable. And bugging you is all I ever want to do. Bugging you is more than just my dreams come true. Everything I do.
Okay. Yeah, I love bugging you. You're fun to bug.
I don't like it when you bug me.
You are a very good person, and actually, I can say you are the best hypnotherapist around. And I'm not just saying it just to say it. You actually are the best. Oh, trust me, you are the best hypnotherapist, and you're not as shy. Because, you know, for the longest, I said, let's do this fucking radio show. And you says,
I didn't say that. I didn't want to do it, but now I'm ready to do it. Because I know the help, the amazing work I'm helping people with. And I love to share hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and just humanity to help people, the world in general. Because the world needs it.
Well, yeah, humanity in general does need this, most definitely. I agree.
I don't want to get too deep here, but, you know, things are changing. The energies are changing on the planet.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
Things are changing.
Yeah.
Dimensions are changing.
You're right. Oh, that's the TARDIS.
Or a TARDIS.
The TARDIS,
the
TARDIS. The TARDIS. Oh, have you seen the Doctor?
No.
You haven't seen the Doctor?
No.
Oh.
Where's the Doctor?
Have you seen the Doctor?
No.
Okay, let me ask the joke again. Have you seen the Doctor? Yep, you are better a hypnotherapist. Most definitely.
So, ladies, if you have any topics or any guests you want us to have on the show, let us know. Send us a message.
We can sort you out quite proper. Do you not agree?
There we go. Ta-da. All right, okay.
I want to also say, by the way, we do not have any experience doing radio shows. This is only the second show we've done. Hopefully it's better than the first.
Sure. I'm glad this episode we cleared up so we have some technical glitches with the sound and the mic, so I'm hoping I sound better on the show. It's also my first, well, this is only my second show.
And ever. The part.
Feliz Navidad.
There we go.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, Christmas for us, or for me.
Christmas, that's a long way away.
It's every day. Oh, I think your phone, is it your phone ringing?
Warning, this phone has detected an incoming call from a loser. Repeat, incoming call from a loser. Please do not attempt to initiate contact.
That's Kate, don't worry, Kate's okay. She needs to lose maybe 10, 15, 20 pounds. She'll be smoking hot. But,
one thing I'd like to actually talk about briefly is family.
Hmm.
Do you find your family supports you in any endeavors, educational, travel, whatever it is that you want to do in life? Or you find that they pressure you to do things that you don't want to do? Let us know.
Whatever!
No, it's not. Because I just, I don't think it's right at all. No one should pressure you in any way. Society don't let society pressure you.
Well, I agree. You should not be pressured by, you know, anything whatsoever. You should not let a dipper or a guy pressure you into anything. Nor should you pressure a guy the same.
Yes.
It goes both ways.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the way society is now, a lot of women, and some men too, but a lot of women put pressure on the man to commit, get married, have kids or whatever, because a lot of them want that money.
Yeah. And
now, okay, I had another story I could tell you.
Well, first I was just going to say, no offense to the parents, but quite often parents are the worst for pressuring their kids to have babies, especially daughters.
Daughters. Well, yeah, the mommy pressures the daughter. So, hey.
It's fine if the girl wants to have a baby. Fine. But if she doesn't want it, and the parent keeps doing that, and society does that, like, no, you know what? It's your choice, and there's people in the world who shouldn't have kids, and it's a free choice of what you want.
Well, there definitely are some unfit mommies. Unfit daddies, too, but there's definitely some unfit mommies.
It's been proven, the more educated you are, the more you delay having kids, if you have them at all, you'll have them later in life. This is every culture around the world, not just North America. Because I was reading stories even in India, educated couples there don't want kids. They're like, why don't I have a kid? Because, you know, the purse was big in India, in that culture. And so even over there, they're starting to realize, I don't know, it's not for me.
Of course, England.
Well, England. England
is excluded, of course.
Didn't Russell Peters say that in England, was it the Angles are minority now?
Apparently so.
It's like, you're a rare breed. But no, just it's a subject that's very passionate to me. People should not pressure you. Parents, don't pressure your kids. It goes both ways, you know? Because it makes you wonder, like, who wants the kid more? The parent? But the parent doesn't have to.
There's one certain therapist, we cannot say names, who has a couple of rugrats, a couple of kids, and she's in her 30s, and she said, apparently, that she wished she had not had the kids.
Who's this?
Well, you know who it is. We cannot say the name on the air.
She said that?
We cannot say the name on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But one therapist said that. I know you were in outer space, as usual, but...
Another thing that's a very taboo subject is I've talked to people who have kids, and they tell me that, you know what, I love them, but some people regret having kids. And I know it's a no-no to talk about, but you know what? Let's be truthful about it. It's not glamorous. It's not, oh, wonderful, like, pamper commercial, like, oh, I have a baby, everything's perfect. And
so,
no, it's not like that. Financially, it's not perfect.
Bottom line is, ladies, if you're going to have a kid, you better make sure you have the money to sort yourself and your child out.
You better make sure you have the time.
Well, time and money.
Now, pretty much, it's not 18 years, pretty much next, at least 30 years, your life is there.
Because you have to remember, you're doing a bit of a disservice to the kid if you cannot fully take care of or support the kid, whether the daddy is there or not. You know, it affects the kid. So,
look, when I was younger, I wish I could have gone to a private school. My parents couldn't afford that. You know, really, I don't think that's right either.
Oh,
like,
well.
The better the education.
Private school is excellent.
Yeah.
I had no complaints.
Yeah, because the kid just misses out. There's opportunities they can't do because the parents can't afford it. Well, you know, it's not right.
What can you do? But ladies, you have an active role in preventing this from happening. You do not have a baby unless you are in a position to afford to take care of yourself and the baby.
And we're talking about babies, and make sure your partner also wants the baby.
Well, yeah, exactly that too.
And you know, I've heard stories of women tricking these guys.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to end well either way. Like, the kids are going to wonder who's her dad, and the guys are going to resent her.
Yeah, because when the day is over, you have to look your daughter or son in the mirror and explain why the life the way it is. So it's not a good thing. And mind you, hypnotherapy can help. Even with kids, hypnotherapy can help.
Yes.
So it looks like we have 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes left. So how should we wrap this up? You can reach us, Second Chance Transformation, hypnotherapy.com, or 604-200-0841. I was not finished.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Or you can also give us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno, or check us out on Facebook, Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.com. And I was also going to say,
that's the wrong, sorry, for Facebook, it's facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.
Oh.
Thank you.
Do you care for a cookie?
No, would you?
You fancy a cup of tea?
No, I don't. Are you going to have a cup of tea? You're going to the bar.
You just have your wine. You shall be fine.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Until next week, have a great...
We have a good minute and a half.
I thought you were wrapping up. You know what you're doing.
We have a minute and a half. We have, it says on air, 4 minutes and 23 seconds. So we still, before we, you know, do the outro, we can still, we still have a good 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to say that we are the only hypnotherapists in the Lower Mainland that has an online radio show. There's one hypnotherapist on the island that has a show.
I got to give credit to her because that's what I found about.
Yeah, we
online.
Have to credit that she's number one.
Yeah.
But I would venture to say our shows are probably funnier than perhaps others. And again, we are the only ones in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, Canada, with a radio show, the only hypnotherapist. Okay. Now, mind you, if any other therapists do their own show in the Lower Mainland here, then they will be second, third, and fourth, etc. But remember, as of 29 June 2014, we are the first in the Lower Mainland. Okay, now.
I was going to say, actually, I want to give you a helpful tip for the week. So remind you, have a good week. And just notice that, careful of your thoughts. Try to always have positive thoughts, because everything you think about is programming your subconscious mind. So be careful. Make sure they're good things that you put into your subconscious.
And also in the air. You put good things in the air.
Well, yes. Good things in your mind, good things in your air. Intentions. You know, it's not good to think badly about people or wish harm. You know, just work on yourself and improve yourself every day. That's all you can do. Do your best.
Yeah, and just remember, keep the faith and,
whatever faith you have, you know, we're not. Whatever it is that gets you through your day.
Your beliefs and believe in. And,
yeah, because we have opposite beliefs. That's
okay. We discussed it on another show.
Yeah, so.
But I guess we're out of here. Until next time, have a great life, and you will definitely...
Be transformed.
Be transformed. Yeah. I'll buy that for $1.
No, it's priceless. Okay, have a great week, everyone.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at secondchancehypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.